woman that they brought in on the road. They certainly want to drive out.
Thank you. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue. Welcome to this convocation for both PhD, master's, and bachelor's degrees. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal. And I'd like to welcome you again. And also, I'd like you to put your hands together for Brian Sand and his group who've been entertaining. First thing I want to do is to show off some of McGill's latest technology. You're laughing. This technology permits the operation of face recognition and knowing where all of you live instantaneously. And I see you're all versed in science-based information and concepts because this is obvious nonsense. Although it may happen one day. We're going to have, I hope, an excellent ceremony for you today. It should take perhaps an hour and 40 minutes. It'll be less than two, but more than 1 hour for all of this to unfold itself. The platform party will assemble to your left at the doors. I'll wait for them to give you the signal to stand up. And then after all have passed through and on the stage and assembled themselves, the Chancellor, Arnold Steinberg, will ask you to eventually sit back down. And then there will be the singing of the alma mater. I would suggest if you haven't graduated from McGill that you could sing along just as well. It's going to be, I'm sure the words are in your program. If you are about to graduate, it might be your first and only time that you do sing this alma mater. So the tune is easy to follow, so that won't be any difficulty for any of you. The ceremony will proceed by way of honorary degree, some awards. Award persons are down here in the front from a variety of parts of the university. Some names you will know, some you may not, but they all have contributed significantly to McGill in this regard. That will proceed, and then what will happen is that you will be taken up one row at a time onto the stage. For the first person, it may be a little nerve-wracking because you're not exactly sure what to do. That's the person whose name begins with a double A or an AB or an AC or something like that. But what I would recommend that you do in this regard is to be very watchful of those who are crossing the stage as to the timing. When you move up, there will be marshals on the left-hand side over by the flags. You will have a photograph taken, so be prepared for that. It'll be quick, smile, take the picture, move ahead, and have in your hand both sides of your lineup card. This is really important because the first part you will give to a marshal who will be standing adjacent to the reader. They will hand that card to the reader. Please give it to them right side up, so that it all can be put together properly. And then, as you move across the stage, you will present the other half and get your congratulations and the tap, etc. The hat-wearing business will all be sorted out very soon by the provost, Anthony Massey. The last people on the stage will be the principal, chair of the board, and the chancellor, and it is the chancellor who sits in the giant chair and coordinates, at least he is the essential coordinator of the entire ceremony. You will, after you receive your tap or congratulations, you move over to the left-hand side, to your right-hand side, and receive your degree. If for some reason you get the wrong degree, that is, you receive a PhD instead of a bachelor's, you can think about how you're going to handle this. But if there is a mistake, and it's unlikely that there will be, it happens maybe once in 1,000 or less time, fewer times, you can retrace your steps, go back after the ceremony, and get it figured out. I believe I see the red robes of our entering marshal, and I would ask you to, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, please stand for the platform party who will be coming in just a moment or two. They will be led by the piper, Jeff McCarthy. It's like a black hole back there to my vision, so I thought I saw all of the right people. Well, we can stand for Oh, yes, and please, if you would be so kind as to turn off your cell phones for this ceremony. I guess I was seeing things, reflections. Well, I can wait as long as you can. My colleague said that normally has a kind of a light that she flashes to say, we're here, we're ready to go. And I guess there was some minor delay in their transportation of themselves. I could ask you to sit back down, I guess. I had a few jokes prepared, but I'm not sure that you want to hear them. Winston Purdy will be singing both the alma mater as well as the O Canada at the very end of the entire ceremony. There they are. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, once again, exercise for the morning.
morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Bonjour à tous. Thank you, Professor Purdy. This past June, at my grandson's high school graduation ceremony, I listened to an extraordinary speaker give the commencement address. One of the reasons it was so extraordinary was that he had been expelled from the very school many years earlier. He had lacked discipline and was, by all accounts, totally out of control. Yet a few years later, after finishing high school elsewhere, he graduated Phi Beta Kappa from Johns Hopkins University and then went on to the University of Oxford, where he completed a Master of Letters degree in International Relations as a Rhodes Scholar. A second reason that made his talk so special was that he told his high school audience none of the events I have just recounted to you, nor was it mentioned in his introduction. The only thing his listeners were told when he was introduced was that he was a social entrepreneur and author. I only learned about the details of his early life after I checked his biography on Wikipedia. But the message he conveyed to these high school students, and the message I would like to leave with you this morning, is that the significance of their graduation that day should be viewed primarily on how well it would ultimately impact on the lives of other people, even more than how it would impact on their own lives. Now, by other people, he meant not only parents, partners, children, but the equally wider public. So hopefully, when you look back on this day, you will be able to say that your experience here at McGill was a positive force, not only in improving your own quality of life, but even more importantly, on the lives of many other people. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, the Honorable Michael Meehan, administrative and support staff award winners, Mr. Alan Oliver, Mr. Anthony Howell, Ms. Donna Wilkinson, Ms. Genevieve Leroux, Mr. Tony Vaccaro, and the Office of Students with Disabilities, represented here today by Mr. Gordon Dion. Distinguished Teaching Award winners, Mr. Kenneth McKenzie and Professor Laura Nelson. Outstanding Lifetime Achievement Award winner for Leadership and Learning, Ms. Rhonda Amsel. Esteemed colleagues, proud family members and friends, and most important, graduating class of 2012, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you all here to Place des Arts for our fall convocation. Today we recognize graduates from the faculties of arts, education, law, music, religious studies, and science. Graduating class, today is a truly momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that we hope you will look back on and remember always. And we know as well that as McGill students, you have worked very hard. But as challenging as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even more challenging to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class of 2012, I ask you to stand, turn to your guests and your family members, and join me in the platform party in expressing our gratitude to those who have supported you in getting to this day. Thank you. Class of 2012, after all this hard work and the sacrifices you have made, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. You are not the same person you were when you began your studies at McGill. While here, you will have made lasting friendships and sought knowledge and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You've experienced an environment where the exchange of ideas, and often, most importantly, provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our great academic freedoms, and along with these freedoms, the responsibilities that come with them. The world, too, is a place changed since your first days here, from global financial crises, tsunamis and hurricanes, increased public activism worldwide, to unprecedented acts of human kindness, of volunteerism and community engagement, and extraordinary advances in the social and cultural realms in science and technology. We live in a globally oriented and complex world, an age of increasing mobility and e-connectivity, and at the same time, an era in which the personal is highly precious. Nous vivons dans un monde complexe, ouvert sur la diversité des sociétés et des cultures, où la mobilité des populations et les échanges entre celles-ci vont toujours croissant. Many of you will be thinking today about where life will take you next and the choices you will take. You arrived here as students of McGill, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater, the newest members of a family of more than 215,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chairman, our chancellor emerita, and our very special honorary degree recipient, the Honorable Michael Meehan. Graduates, today you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Federation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. Know then that you are part of a long tradition of academic excellence and leadership contribution that is expressed through McGill here at home in Quebec, across all of Canada, and in every country of the world. James McGill was living on the grounds of our beautiful downtown campus when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to create the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning. McGill's gift was made when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty at all that this land could ever be the site, 200 years hence, of a great city or a world-class university, as these have become. And you, graduating class of 2012, are the direct beneficiaries of that pioneering leap of faith of our founder, a Scottish-born, multilingual fur trader and merchant who believed above all else in the transformative power of education. And James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. For nearly two centuries, this university has made its impact felt in every single field of human endeavor. So as you cross the stage today, graduates, you join the ranks of McGill alumni who are Nobel laureates and Rhodes Scholars, Olympic medalists, astronauts and architects, poets and prime ministers, senators, and that of equally noble but less known individuals who have led their lives with quiet dedication to community, work, and family. The history of McGill is thus the history of remarkable people, people who have pushed for progress, people just like you. And as we reflect on McGill's past, we also commit ourselves to its future. Graduating class, as you leave here later today, know that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go, and as you do, please represent us well. Stay in touch with us. Stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. I end with three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back, to your community, your profession, your country, your world. But now for today, this is your very special day. Savor every moment. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I would like to invite Vice Principal of Administration and Finance, Michael DeGrappa, to introduce this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Administrative and Support Staff.
McGill University's tradition of excellence runs deep. It is due in large measure to the quality and commitment of not only our students and our professors, but also of our administrative and support staff. Our administrative staff works diligently to enhance the quality of life of our university, and they work tirelessly in support of McGill's mission and service to students and the entire community. Each year, the Principal's Awards for Administrative and Support Staff recognize our colleagues and their commitment to our institution. The winners of this year's awards are seldom in the limelight. They seldom receive accolades for their accomplishments. While they work in diverse areas of the university, perform varied tasks, and come from different backgrounds, they share a sense of purpose in working for the common good. We recognize and honor them today, both for their remarkable individual achievements and as representatives of the countless others who serve comparable roles with a sense of community, passion, and humility. Today's recipients are examples of working together as a community and of our shared values: respect, openness, collegiality, continuous learning and innovation, adaptability and agility, and excellence. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is my pleasure to introduce to you this year's winners. I ask that each recipient step to the center of the stage when I call their name. I ask Mr. Gordon Zion to please come to the center. This year's winner in the Team Projects category is the Office for Students with Disabilities, represented by Gordon Zion. The team has worked hard this past year to cut red tape and to apply universal design principles to processes aimed at streamlining services. This team developed a major outreach campaign that included the launch of McGill's Disabilities Awareness Week. Last year, the OSD embarked on a progressive path in its approach to service delivery to students and reframing its view of disability. Only a few similar offices in Canada are exploring new approaches, and McGill is leading the way nationally. Usability, equity, inclusion, sustainability, and social justice are the guiding principles of this approach. Through this initiative, the OSD has triggered a paradigm shift away from the medical model toward implementing a social model of disability and of universal design principles. The OSD has, in fact, become a leader and a model for all post-secondary establishments, thanks to its work in viewing disability as an aspect of diversity, one of the core values of our university. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Mr. Gordon Zion, representing the Office of Students with Disabilities, this year's winners of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Team Projects category. I would ask Mr. Alan Oliver to please come to the center of the stage. After 37 years at McGill, Alan Oliver is as passionate about his work today as he was on day one. As lead hand control technician for the maintenance of the building automation system, he has mastered the complex electromechanical systems on campus. Alan puts in countless hours making sure that interruptions to building systems are kept to a minimum. He is an active and valued member of the committee of experts that was created to troubleshoot issues relating to the efficient operation of our building systems. Alan is the one to call when no one has been able to resolve an issue. He is a team player who goes above and beyond the call of duty. According to a colleague, Alan describes himself as just another McGill soldier, working for the man whose statue graces the downtown campus. In his own way, he contributes to the university's mission, always exploring cutting-edge energy technology. His mantra speaks to his humility. He has said, "What we do here at McGill, others have done before us. What we are doing, others will do after us. Make the best with the time that you have here." Alan is someone who wants to make a difference, and indeed he does. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Mr. Alan T. Oliver, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Trades and Services category. I would ask Ms. Donna Wilkinson to please come to the center of the stage. Donna Wilkinson is the first point of contact for hundreds of participants in the Distinguished Educators Seminar Series in the Faculty of Education. Her warm and respectful manner has contributed to the loyalty of a constantly growing client base from the educational community. She is an excellent communicator and a valuable resource to her department as the interface between the Center for Educational Leadership and teachers and school leaders. Donna has a great sense of humor, and her joyous personality is infectious. She generously shares her time, her ear, and her love of chocolate, while always producing top-notch work, serving a constant stream of students seeking help with complex academic programs. When people call for information, they know they have reached someone who, with accurate knowledge about the university. Within the Department of Integrated Studies and Education, Donna is held in high esteem. In her 20 years as a member of the university community, she has been of great help to her colleagues searching the educational system. She is a wonderful ambassador for the Center for Educational Leadership, for the Department of Education, and for the university as a whole. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Ms. Donna Wilkinson, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative Support Staff in the clerical category. I would ask Ms. Genevieve Leroux to please come to the center of the stage. Genevieve Leroux is Senior Disability Management Advisor, Pension and Benefits in our Human Resources Department. Genevieve has shown determination and perseverance in leading the development and implementation of a disability management pilot project in university services. The focus was on preventive measures, such as ergonomic design, aimed at facilitating an earlier return to work. Genevieve and her team in the Pension and Benefits section of HR developed disability management guidelines that are being expanded as best practices throughout the university. Thanks to her ability to have the tough conversations, Genevieve succeeded in obtaining early-to-work approvals for more than half of the claims in university services. Reducing the number of days of off work triggers a rise in productivity and reduces costs. An earlier and supportive return to work increases the employee's morale and often speeds up the recovery process. As a result of Genevieve's efforts, knowledge and understanding of the complexities of the CSST and the management of work accident cases, the university received credits from the CSST totaling more than $500,000 in the past 2 years. Her meticulous review of CSST files has resulted in significant savings thanks to her leading performance in managing disability and claims. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Ms. Genevieve Leroux, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Managers and Professionals category. I would ask Mr. Tony Vaccaro to please come to the center of the stage. Tony Vaccaro is the Northeast Sector Supervisor of the Downtown Campus Facilities Operations and Development. Tony has excellent relationships with his clients, helping them in times of needs. He was instrumental in helping McGill get back on its feet following a number of floods this summer. In fact, he is at his best when disaster strikes, such as when some university buildings downtown were flooded in May. He stayed on site until the early morning hours and coordinated the recovery efforts. Tony is always available to resolve issues. For instance, his help in repairing a major water infiltration problem in the McDonald Park electrical substation was critical. He invested a significant amount of time and energy to ensure that the athletics and recreation facility and the university itself were affected as little as possible through the extensive work. Tony does not stop until the situation is back to normal and all items have been checked and rechecked. Tony is passionate about his work and is dedicated to the university. As a supervisor in facilities management and operations, he regularly collaborates with other members of the technical team. Throughout his 22 years at McGill, he has been an invaluable source of knowledge and experience. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Mr. Tony Vaccaro, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Managers and Professionals category.
Thank you, Vice Principal DeGrappa, and congratulations to all the winners. I would now like to invite Provost Anthony Massey to introduce this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching in the categories of Faculty Lecturer and Associate Professor. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor, and good morning. The Principal's Prizes for Excellence in Teaching were created to recognize excellence, quality, and commitment to university-level teaching, and to celebrate those who demonstrate exceptional qualities in this very serious academic duty. The winners we honor this morning embody the best in teaching, advising, mentoring, supervising, and inspiring learning in our students and hopefully throughout their lifetimes. It is a great honor for me as Provost of McGill University to present at this ceremony the winners in the categories of Faculty Lecturer and Associate Professor. The other winners will be presented at this afternoon's convocation ceremonies. I'd now like to invite Kenneth McKenzie, who's already present at center stage, to step forward. K-Mac, as he is affectionately known, is a double winner in 2012. He was presented with the Faculty of Arts H. Noel Fieldhouse Award for Teaching Excellence at the Spring Convocation, and now, at this fall ceremony, he is being awarded the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching, which is a university-level award. Ken McKenzie teaches in the departments of Economics and Sociology. His ongoing challenge and his passion is to introduce students to the beauties and vicissitudes of statistics and econometrics. In spite of the obstacles of these being compulsory courses with large enrollments, students who are underwhelmed with the subject matter when they start and unenthusiastic until Ken begins to lecture, he has managed to accrue the highest possible ratings as a teacher in the Faculty of Arts. What is particularly noteworthy in his teaching evaluations is the almost complete absence of criticism. Comments from his students include, "I wish every teacher were like you. This is the best course I have ever taken at McGill, and it is 100% thanks to Professor McKenzie. I never wanted to miss a lecture." And the most succinct we read was, "This dude knows his stuff." In their joint letter of support, the chairs of Economics and Sociology noted that even a statistician such as Ken McKenzie understands that many things in life are not amenable to numerical analysis. Those who know Ken, students and colleagues alike, are invariably struck by the immeasurable but nonetheless observable quality of his character. He is absolutely and unreservedly dedicated to his students. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you a truly gifted teacher, Mr. Kenneth McKenzie, this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching in the category of Faculty Lecturer. Professor Laura Nielsen. Laura Nielsen joined the Department of Biology at McGill University in 2000 with a Canada Research Chair in Developmental Genetics. Since that time, she has produced an exemplary record of achievement in research, the renewal of her Canada Research Chair, and an extensive list of publications. In addition to this, Professor Nielsen is a gifted and effective undergraduate teacher and an exceptional supervisor and mentor to her graduate students. This is a truly important combination for McGill, where teaching and research really are meant to be hallmarks of the way in which we teach. Underscoring her teaching contributions, Professor Nielsen is dedicated to educating and training students at all levels in the fundamental concepts of research. In his letter of support, Dean Martin Grant applauds her talent for guiding her students to understanding and to adapt themselves to basic principles of research far beyond the boundaries of any single course that she teaches. He also drew attention to the fact that she adapts and uses interactive technology in her classes, and this approach has been enthusiastically received by her students. Laura Nielsen also made important contributions to both graduate and undergraduate program and course design and restructuring and coordination since her arrival in the department, and has supervised an impressive number of both graduate and undergraduate research projects. She is currently chair of the Biology Department Graduate Training Committee, in addition to being graduate program director. McGill has no greater strength than the excellence of its professors. Professor Laura Nielsen, scholar, teacher, supervisor, mentor, and research, is one of our finest. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is a great pleasure for me to present to you Professor Laura Nielsen, this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching at the level of Associate Professor.
Thank you, Provost Massey, and congratulations to all the winners. I now invite Dean Martin Grant to introduce this year's winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award for Leadership in Learning. Dean Grant.
Madam Vice Chancellor and Mr. Provost, I present to you Rhonda Amsel, a member of the Department of Psychology in the Faculty of Science. Rhonda has had a remarkable 40-year teaching career at McGill University that has had impact upon thousands of students, both with her warm and inspiring teaching and by means of the important student-oriented programs she helped to develop at McGill, such as the First Year Office, the First People's House, and the Orientation for Graduate Teaching Assistants. Rhonda's exceptional contributions to undergraduate teaching have been recognized previously at the faculty level through the Leo Yaffe Award, at the university level through the Principal's Prize, and at the Canadian national level through the Case Canada Professor of 1997 and a 3M Teaching Fellowship of 2002. Her inspirational teaching has literally changed the lives of thousands of our students. I can hardly imagine a more deserving recipient of this award. Madam Vice Chancellor, Mr. Provost, it is my great honor to present to you Rhonda Amsel, Teacher Advisor Extraordinaire, and the 2012 winner of the McGill University Lifetime Achievement Award for Leadership in Learning.
Thank you, Dean Grant. I now invite Principal Monroe Bloom to present the Right Honorable Michael Meehan, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Michael Meehan. Today we recognize the Honorable Michael A. Meehan, statesman, distinguished lawyer and senator, a man whose outstanding public service has benefited generations of fellow Canadians from all walks of life. Né à Montréal, Michael Meehan a fait ses premières études en Nouvelle-Écosse, au Québec et en Ontario. Il a obtenu un diplôme en art de l'Université de McGill en 1960 et poursuit des études en droit à l'Université Laval. One highlight of his distinguished law career was his appointment in 1985 as co-counsel to the Commission of Inquiry on War Criminals under the direction of Chief Justice Joël Deschamps of the Quebec Superior Court. The commission delivered to the Canadian government the names of alleged perpetrators of crimes against humanity living in Canada, along with recommendations for their prosecution. Inspired from a young age by a family tradition of public service that saw his grandfather, the Right Honorable Arthur Meehan, twice serve as Canadian Prime Minister, Mr. Meehan's interests in law and public service led him early on to active community leadership. Simply put, Michael Meehan represents the very best of those who derive their greatest satisfaction from making a difference for their nation and its citizens. Beginning in the late 1960s, Michael Meehan served as National Secretary of the Progressive Conservative Association, stood twice for federal election, and organized the first modern open leadership convention. He was elected national president of the party in 1974. In 1990, then Prime Minister Brian Mulroney appointed Mr. Meehan to the Canadian Senate, where he lived to the fullest the guiding principle of his grandfather that the second chamber should be a workshop and not a theater. During his 22 years as a senator, Michael Meehan chaired and otherwise served on the Standing Senate Committee on Banking, Trade, and Commerce, the Standing Senate Committee on National Security and Defense, the Senate Subcommittee on Veterans Affairs, and the Standing Senate Committee on Fisheries, among others. In the course of all of this work, he earned the sustained respect of colleagues of all political stripes for his fair, well-considered, and highly principled contributions. Upon Mr. Meehan's retirement from the Senate in February of this year, the Senate opposition leader paid special tribute to his remarkable contributions, noting that the best and healthiest democratic governments owe their well-being to the involvement and committee of people like Senator Meehan. Another colleague admired how much this true gentleman's good and generous nature, wisdom, and sound advice had greatly contributed and would be sorely missed from the Senate. L'Université McGill est privilégiée d'avoir pu bénéficier de la sagesse, de l'engagement et de la générosité de Monsieur Meehan. Bénévole dévoué, il a notamment prodigé ses avis judicieux et réfléchi au conseil des gouverneurs de l'Université et au conseil des fonds de McGill dont il était président. Monsieur Meehan a gracieusement accepté de co-présider la campagne de financement de McGill en cours. Nous lui en sommes profondément reconnaissants. Michael Meehan, ever modest at the personal level, is a constant champion for McGill. And as a philanthropic leader, he, with his exceptional partner, Kelly, his wife, made a generous and very special gift in the launch of the public phase of McGill's current campaign. Their gift rightly put the focus on students. It has allowed McGill to provide enhanced services for students through academic advising and other supports aimed at easing student integration into university life. As chair of the T.R. Meehan Family Foundation, established by his father in 1969, Michael, with Kelly Meehan, has provided support for a broad range of community-based activities, including support of scholarships in schools and universities in New Brunswick, Quebec, and Ontario. Michael Meehan's exemplary work with the foundation, his exceptional individual philanthropy, and his extensive volunteer service earned him the Outstanding Philanthropist Award in 2008 from the Association of Fundraising. Mr. Meehan has received numerous honors, including honorary degrees from Mount Allison University and the University of New Brunswick. He received Canada's Commemorative Medal for the 125th anniversary of the Confederation, as well as the Queen Elizabeth II Golden and Diamond Jubilee Medals. Earlier this year, Mr. Meehan was presented with the McGill Alumni Association's highest honor, the Award of Merit. On behalf of McGill University and the many who have benefited from his guidance, exemplary public service, fine example, and generosity, we thank Michael Meehan and we honor him. In the presence of his remarkable wife, Kelly, and his sister-in-law, Kate, it is with immense pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon the Honorable Michael Meehan, philanthropist, public service, and true gentleman, the university's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
hate hat. Good thing I wasn't born in the 50s or the 40s or whenever people wore them all the time. Mr. Chancellor, and thank you for the promotion to Right Honorable. I appreciate it, but don't deserve it. Madam Principal, Madame la Chancelière Emérita, my hooder and long-standing friend, Mr. Justice Tingley, but especially to you, the graduates. This is your day, and deservedly so, for we have, for you have well and truly earned this McGill degree. And also to parents and friends who have supported you throughout this journey, which I'm sure at times must have seemed interminable. Ladies and gentlemen, as a proud Canadian, a proud Quebecer and Montrealer, but most importantly, as a proud father of two recent McGill graduates, this is a great honor that you do me today. Je vous remercie du fond du cœur. Et à chaque diplômé, votre famille et vos amis, mes plus sincères félicitations. J'arrive à cette tribune après une vie passée dans le domaine juridique, au sein du gouvernement, de la politique et des affaires publiques. It therefore won't surprise you that I'll begin by noting that Canada's Governor General, the Right Honorable David Johnson, is a distinguished former principal of this university. Only recently, Governor General Johnson said the following, I have faith in you, and I have faith in the history of this place. The Governor General's words seem more than appropriate today. McGill, in fact, has enjoyed a special relationship with Governors General over the decades. In fact, it's a relationship that dates back to the days of Sir John A. Macdonald himself. Sir John A. once attended a lecture here at McGill, a lecture delivered by the Governor General of the day. His Excellency, attempting something that I won't, delivered his lecture entirely in Greek. A journalist later approached Prime Minister Macdonald, who was with a cabinet colleague at the time. He asked Sir John A. for a quote about His Excellency's lecture. Being the master politician that he was, Sir John A., of course, complied. The Governor General's Greek is impeccable, he said. He spoke the ancient language perfectly. Happy with his quote, the journalist moved on. Sir John, the Prime Minister's cabinet colleague, said, I had no idea you know how to speak Greek. I don't, said Sir John, but I do know something about politics. All these decades later, it is Governor General Johnson to whom I will turn to assist me with a message that I wish to leave with you today. He has said, everyone has something to give and to gain by sharing. These are thought-provoking words, and I'd like to take just a few minutes to discuss just how it is we do that sharing. I believe this how is becoming very challenging in the internet age, in a time when modern telecommunications should be bringing peoples and nations closer together, I've got a few concerns. Over our lifetime, the internet and social media allow us all to share ideas and opinions and to contribute to an international and national dialogue. It provides us the opportunity to join a movement that can be created and disseminated by its extraordinary powers. We can inject incredible energy into worthy causes. Consider the issue of mental health. In our lifetimes, 25%, one in four of us, will experience the anguish of mental health or addiction. Indeed, unlike other diseases, no family, regardless of how you define family, will escape mental illness or addiction. Social media provides great opportunities for grappling with this issue. It helps us mobilize huge numbers of people around the cause, raises awareness, and helping to reduce the stigma that adds to the burden and suffering of mental illness. It has allowed incredibly positive shifts in public opinion to begin to emerge. And most encouraging, it has facilitated an effective and energetic national conversation. This is solid proof of the efficacy of social media to effect positive change, really profound change. So why am I unsettled? Because I'm wondering if being active and involved from your computer, your iPad, or your cell phone is really enough. Should the remarkable power of social media alone redefine community engagement? I doubt that what I might describe as being an armchair participant in today's society can completely replace the traditional notion of giving back to one's community, to one's neighborhood, to one's school. I continue to believe that we all must take time, no, make time, to meet one another and speak face to face about the issues of the day, wherever and whenever we can. Cyberspace will never replace the power of a handshake or the comfort of a hug, the joy of one-on-one conversation or a morning spent volunteering in a mental health center, and yes, the writing of a check for a worthy cause. It will always be important, even as technology advances, for all of us to shut down our computers, put down our BlackBerries and iPad, and engage with each other in the traditional way, in person. Social media and the internet itself are only tools, powerful tools, yes, but they cannot replace, nor can they be allowed to replace, direct contact between people. If we remember that, and combined with the wonders of technology, our society, the society that you graduates will shape over many tomorrows, will be a better and more humane place. Finally, as you go forward, I ask you to remember the challenge that was issued to the youth of his day by one of the greatest McGill graduates of all, Sir Wilfrid Laurier. Near the end of his long and dedicated public service, he delivered a famous valedictory. He said, "As for you who stand today on the threshold of life with a long horizon open before you, let your aim and purpose in good report or ill, in victory or defeat, be so to live, so to strive, so to serve, as to do your part to raise even higher the standard of life and living." My fellow McGill graduates, that advice of Laurier's is as relevant today as it was when delivered. You are about to graduate from one of the world's preeminent universities. Your association with McGill will benefit you your lifelong, your whole lifelong. From my own experience, I know that to be true. Again, you and your families deserve warmest congratulations. Thank you all very much. Bonne chance à vous tous.
Thank you, Dr. Mean. Lest there be any concern on the part of you or your parents about the quality of the education you've received at McGill, hearken to the words of our most recent graduate, Dr. Mean, for that most profound message. Thank you. We will now proceed with the conferring of academic degrees.
Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques et je fais appel au vice-principal exécutif, M. Anthony Massey, pour commencer la procédure formelle. I'll call upon Provost Professor Massey to commence the formal proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. McGill's fall convocations are university-wide ceremonies where graduates from many faculties come together. This morning, I am pleased to invite students graduating from the faculties of Arts, Education, Law, music, religious studies, and science for the conferral of their degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I'm also pleased to announce that this, for the very first time, a cohort of students graduating with a Master of Arts in Teaching and Learning will be receiving their diplomas. And this is an important program for McGill because it guarantees the high quality and excellence of those entering into the teaching profession. This is a truly joyous event in the cycle of the university's life, particularly at McGill, where we have such talented and accomplished students. For the benefit of the audience and the students, each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of their degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or the degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as she or he leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste officielle des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by our undergraduate students. I now invite Emeritus Professor Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates and for the deans of the faculties or their delegates to present the diplomas. Congratulations, class of 2012. Félicitations.
For degrees in the Faculty of Arts, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Catherine Amber Austin. Sandra Benedetti Rosser. Neha Gupta. Monica Mercedes Izaguirre. Inhe Kang. Farah Katharani. Stephen Solomon Serrells. For the degree of Master of Arts, Julie Lepage Cameron.
Julie.
Islam Daraji. Melissa Juliana Embriaco. Laurence Fredette Lucier. Victoria Ann Levette. Marianne Ruth Ellen Much. Brody Michael White Noga. Maria Paskowski. Raminder Kaur Saini. Mirnoush Shafei. Elsa Yildiz Valette. Longfei Wang. Zarin Healy White. Eliza Rose Wood. For the degree of Master of Social Work, Yasaman Ahmadi Kashani. Carly Berlin. Mark Demain. Lindsay Aaron Fall. Madeline Hanan. Adil Hersey. Sarah Jennifer Jones. Tatiana Kastner. Heather Joy Koistra. Josiane Lamotte. Antoinette Hélène Lemieux. Kimberly Ribeiro Lopez. Rita Macram. Ana Elena Martinez. Mallory Moore. Sebastian Mott. Hannah Nicerova. Jerusha Osborne. Jennifer Elizabeth Marie Pollard. Jacqueline Marie Redmond. Matthew Daniel Regan. Petronila Rafaela Rubino. Jody Sell, the Alumni Prize for the Outstanding Master of Social Work Independent Study Project. Nirit Sharabi. Annick Simard. Donna Zimmerman, Alumni Award for Excellence in Clinical Practice. Winnie Tom. Christine Trepanier. Mr. Chancellor, my grandniece, Robbie Roberta Unger. She needs a hug first. Elena Zuleva. For the Diploma in Environment, Amanda Allnut. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology, Grace Ling, Dean's Honor List. Michelle Sarah Sperling. Neve Catherine Byrne Rogers with distinction and first class honors in art history. Georgina Germain Eklos Gray. Loretta Lamargese, distinction and first class honors in art history. Alexandra Marguerite Prieur. Ada Luisa Sinicor with distinction and first class honors in art history. Gabriella Trahan, distinction and first class honors in art history. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Canadian Studies, Derek Charles Lovell. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in East Asian Studies, Dani Caro, first class honors, Dean's Honor List. Gregorio Rabunal, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Jesse Israel Buckstein with distinction. Frederica Charon. Samia Tahsin Chowdhury. Nader Fotouhi. Gideon Kalman Lam, Dean's Honor List. Amir Mansour, First Class Joint Honors, Economics and in Finance. Joseph Charles McGray, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in English, Sherelle Balatiano. Francesca Kerner Bianco. Danielle DeCarle. Ramea Mary Dennis. Trevor Michael Ellis with distinction. Claire Marguerite Horn, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Sean Patrick Yakerty. Chloe Elizabeth Lord. Natalina Martiniello, Dean's Honor List. Marguerite Felice Brix Rinaldo. Alexa Montana Roach. Haley Tamara Waldman. Joseph Amandi Ariwi, with distinction. Annie Chang. Andrew Funamoto. Eric Alexander McDonald. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Hispanic Studies, Ryan Yevchak. Kelsey Lee Angeli, Joint Honors History and Political Science. Hillary Ann Brown, with distinction, First Class Joint Honors History and Political Science. Nathaniel Benjamin Feinstone. Calvick. Catherine Reina L. Calvick. Boris Minichev. Tristan James McKenna Small, with distinction. Eric Rapps, Joint Honors History and Political Science. Hannah Elko Reicher. Stuart Adler Retallick. Liana Santullo. Jacqueline Claire Scott Douglas, Distinction, First Class Honors, History and Political Science. Mark Solomon Teitelman, Distinction and First Class Honors in History and Political Science. Jessica Ashley Waldman. For the degree of Bachelor's of Arts in Humanistic Studies, Laura Whitney Snyderman. Kara Brianna Wilson. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Industrial Relations, Christina Kim Deslip Dimitri. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies, Ariane Najib Almas. Alicia Ray Bruce. Annabelle Cassette Civitella. Colleen Marie Cox. Andrew Stephen Cutforth. Andrea Dessa. Ariana Foglietta, Dean's Honor List. Vanessa Francis Lang. Sabrina Lavoie. Brandy Dallas Leach. Laura Elizabeth Pinkham, First Class Honors International Development Studies and Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Michelle Shooter. Samantha Steinberg. Morgan Alessandra Vlad McCabe with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Jewish Studies, Sabrina Taran. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Langue et Littérature Française, Daphne Baudouin Pilon, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Midori Sonia Oki, Honors. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Linguistics, Tara Jessica Glickman. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Middle East Studies, Erin Kathleen Hudson. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Music, Eliza Jane Cassie. Philip H. Levine. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy, Erin Hale with honors. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Fahad Musa Asbat Sheikh. Emmeline Bell. Elena Benditskaya. Alexander James Butt. Christophe Jacques Cinquemar Viau, First Class Joint Honors, History, Political Science, and Dean's Honor List. Zoe Clémence de Geffroy, with distinction. Nicolas Lefrançois Santo. Caitlin Ann MacDonald, with honors. Trenton J. Malcolm Miller. Renata Francis Gordon, Joint Honors, Political Science and History with distinction. Nicole Mitchell. Sergei Monin. Dominique Miron, first class joint honors art history and political science and dean's honor list. Christopher Giorgio Nardi. Jacob Padre Parry. Xavier Plamondon. Nicole Rose Sirois. Shannon Kathleen Wales. Kevin Matthew Weinstein. Alexandra Mercedes Whitehead. Kelsey Ray Rose Williams. Kate Alexis Winbaum with distinction. Christopher Kassing Wong, Joint Honors Political Science and Environment. Han Yin. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Dima Alhamdani. Naila Sada Alidina. Noemi Aubert Bon. Kate Lauren Charton. Ariel David Clayman with distinction. Bogdana Alina Dragomir, Dean's Honor List. Chloe Grace Freeman. Silke Dawn Feis Leben with distinction. Trina Michelle Grazier, Dean's Honor List. Brianna Taylor Hogg. Brandon Tyler Katz. Bakhtawar Atta Khan. Joanna Sandra Kozakovich. Isabel Gabriela Kraut. Ryan Richard McDowell.
Hello, how are you? Congratulations.
Samantha Moorcroft, Dean's Honor List.
Jessica Alcacer.
Jessica Nadeau. Kanza Navid. Angelique Patterson with distinction. Sydney Rose Prusky. Chunk.
Tanya Pjonka. Carly Nicole Ray. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Russian Studies, Caitlin Alyssa Murphy. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Brittany Morgan Marie Bruchet. Ailish Monica Faith Cotter. Chloe Francesca Dorazio. Candice Marissa Conkle. Courtney Ann Schlem. Rachel Puiching Tam. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Women's Studies, Elise Eisenkraft Klein. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in World Religions, Kaylee Grace Curry. Okay. Lorena Perron. Mylène Chaumont, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Sarah Gay, Dean's Honor List. Jillian Beth Levi, with distinction. Shannon Bianca Millichamp. Okay. Hervège Nguyen. Farah Samkison, my apologies. Degrees in the Faculty of Education for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Liliane Assaraf Passant. Martin Picard. Li Tang. For the degree of Master of Arts, Rand Al-Labade. Karin Arakelian. Lauren Ira Budman. Chantal Clarbrough. Andrew Russell Burt Coder. Marguerite Ruth Comley. Corey James Deegan. Suzanne Drouin. Joshua Tigger Elkin. Amber Ann Emery. Sarah Elizabeth Howard.
I don't see it, I can't see it.
Wid Esam Katan. Svetlana Kuklika Ignatovich. Sarah LeBeouf. Julia Lesser. Yanya Lucas Pignot.
Lynham?
Stephanie Lynham. Andrew Kalust Martin. Charles McNeil. Mdelwa Mello. Catherine Elizabeth Millette. Nicholas Graham Newton. Christine Pichet. Brittany Dawn Potier. Barbara Rowell. Denise Catherine Shelhaza. Andrew Johnston Stewart. Nikita Kaur Sunar. Kevin Jonathan Thiruchelvam. For the degree of Master of Education, Christina Bakalis. Laura Beccarini. Sandra Cara Brodkin. Valerie Annalisa Cohen. Francesca Paula Donsero. Christina Mormina Gallagher. Carolyn Jade Lawson. Jana Maggio. Leela Tarith Puri Fawcett. Jason Lance Ringo. Sean Sullivan. Patricia Ann Wallace. For the degree of Master of Library and Information Studies, Suzanne Alipin. Yin Ting. Lisa Marie Zane. Marzia Mary. For the Certificate in Aboriginal Literacy Education, Alice Gull, Dean's Honor List. Jennifer Hester. For the Certificate in Inclusive Education, Rebecca Charity Brooks, Dean's Honor List. Marta Liliana Rodriguez. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Kindergarten and Elementary Education, Jose Elizabeth Chaput. Noemi Cohen. Lauren Dion, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Hadra. Valerie Horn. Eunice Heather Mayhew. Christy McCumber. Sorry, I have mispronounced that first name. These cards can be hard. Crystal McCumber. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Education, Lisa Metzakapa. David Rinaldi. Ashley Sharon Rowley. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Social Studies, Christopher Vincent Rubino. Charlie Ann Benedicto Tenoso. Kitty Elisituk, for the degree of Bachelor of Education in Teaching English as a Second Language, Elementary and Secondary. For the degree of Bachelor of Education for Certified Teachers, Annie Kudluck, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology, Lushani Mahendra Raja. Mahendra Raja. Celine Nadej Mesquino. For degrees in the Faculty of Law, the Doctor of Civil Law, Isabelle Martin. For the degree of Master of Laws, Hisham Mahmoud Ababneh. Yvonne Johanna Alvarez Moreno. Christine Baudouin. Carla Delgado Peralta. Sibyl Ferreira. Jeanette Fortuné. Yuri Hiromitsu. Elizabeth Wamboy Kitguta. Cecilia Audrey Nazar. Eric Polanin. Brock Neil Rutter. Sami Mohammed Talat. For the degree of Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelor of Laws, Waleed Mazen Bishuti. Catherine Campbell. Etienne Gagnon Osterwall. David Howard Candiston. Brian Miller. Claire Melba Murray. James Anthony Nolan. Catherine Rousseau-Sen. Francisca Sotelo Mendoza. For degrees in the Schulich School of Music, for the degree of Doctor of Music, Brian Lindsay Harmon. Han Mi Kang. Jan Kreitzer. For the degree of Master of Music, Caroline Bouchard-Pigeon. Marcin Garbulinski. Mark Lloyd Anthony Morton. Duncan Simon Scouten. Melissa Louise Van Dyke. For the degree of Bachelor of Music, Benjamin Deschamps. Robert Scott Kiefner. Polina Minicheva. Christopher Charles Oliveira. Sarah Evelyn Reed. Robert Lawrence Pierce Shirky. Elena Tenassi. Gregory Richard Weeks. Leah Wybrenner LeBeau, Dean's Honor List. Menji Zhong. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy among degrees in the Faculty of Religious Studies, Dean M. Brady. For degrees in the Faculty of Science, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Michelle Barrere. Seth Nicholas Davis. Erin Lynn Dodd. A well-named student. Blythe Erin Fortier McGill. Dina Mohammed Amin Gendu. Shangyu Guo. Alina Cao. Michael Patrick King. Yuk Fo Lai. Pantelitsa Linardatos.
Milevsky.
Thomas Sebastian J. Milevsky.
Okay, last name. Okay, I'll try it.
Paria Mameyeshiakal. Xinyun Qi. For the degree of Master of Science, Martin Ashton. Eleanor Berryman. Marc-Olivier Brault. Alexandre Brosseau-Liard. Sarah Laurie. Etienne Fleuet-Chouinard. Julian Gettleman. Philip Lagandianis. Juan Ru Lin. Camille Willette Dallaire. Mathieu Perrault. Guillaume Peterson Saint Laurent. Dragana Rakic. Eleanor Ann Rober. Samantha Lee Scher. Mm-hmm. Olivier Shelbaya. Robert Lindsay Welch. Paul Wilson. Yating Zhao. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Aya Al-Safadi. Manoja Chandralingam. Gabriel Kirpas. Aviva Tamara Jari. Montgomery Robert James Lenny. Yanjin Na. Ursula Pandit. Roshni Patel. Jin Yu, Honors Anatomy and Cell Biology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Applied Mathematics, Sébastien Jean, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry, Zaid Emin Darwaza. Alexander Goncharov. James Weaver. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology, Lara Slapkov. Connor Alexander Thompson. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Mathematics, Teresa Yanayarnikova. Sean Lam.
I don't like the system. It's just still coming. Kaiser?
For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, Evan Nicholas Kaiser, First Class Honors. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, Alexandre Kartashov. Saqib Khalil Yawar. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth and Planetary Sciences, Tegan Elizabeth Obbs. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Environment, Grant Craig Kirshner. Max Nathaniel Luke, with distinction, First Class Honors in Environment and the Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Divya Sharma, Dean's Honor List. Claudia Vaillancourt. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Dinesh Churasingam. Elena Wen. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience, John Aspler, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Pharmacology, Mark Francis Cornett. Mingyao Wang, excuse me. Mine Han for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics. Jean-Luc Ricundo, Honors Physics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology, Colin Den Lung Chung. Kristen Elizabeth Cosway. Shiming Shi. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Psychology, Kayla M. Grossman. Melissa Kathleen Mary D. Price. Faris Sundarji. Sonia Zito. Carolyn Yu. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts and Science, Andrew Hunt Aylesbury. Daniela Berkowitz, Dean's Honor List. Cara Emilia Fallis. Zhanyan Ji. Jason Kakan Leung. Megan Christine McCullough.
To extend a very special thanks to Professor Shore, who read out all of your names. Thank you, Professor Shore. Would the graduating class please rise? A titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat que vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the rights, honors, privileges, and responsibilities that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I ask you to please remain standing. Je demande maintenant au secrétaire général, Monsieur Stephen Strokel, de prononcer la bénédiction. Monsieur.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I now invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Thank you. Thank you.